Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With the first real AEW to WWE jump, all but official, in Cody Rhodes' recent departure, the question of precisely who else could join the All Elite original slash founder in Vinnie Mac's playground in the coming months has quickly become one of the biggest talking points in all of wrestling. So with that in mind, I'm Gareth from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 8 AEW wrestlers who could follow Cody Rhodes to WWE. Number 8, Dustin Rhodes. Likelihood 50%. Almost from the second Cody and Brandy Rhodes' departure from TK's world was made official on February 15th, question marks over what this would mean for the American Nightmare's Nightmare family quickly reared their heads. And while the likes of Lee Johnson and Brock Anderson could likely jump under the wings of just about any other seasoned veteran currently taking up the All Elite roster, the future of Dustin Rhodes in particular seems an uncertain one. Though Dustin himself has quickly taken to Twitter to make his intentions to stay in AEW at this current moment in time perfectly clear, the chances of him deciding to eventually hop back over to WWE for one last hurrah in the lead up to no doubt eventually being inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame feel pretty damn solid. But for now, as Dustin put it himself, the effing train keeps moving, so take that as you will. Number 7, Britt Baker, likelihood 15%. Sitting as undoubtedly AEW's prized asset when it comes to their up and down women's division, it's little surprise WWE have sent many a glance the doctor's way in recent times. With the news of Cody Rhodes, one of the other signature names of AEW for much of the company's life until this point, deciding that the grass may in fact be greener on the other side, could this be enough to convince Britt Baker to consider some of Vince McMahon's advances? The fact that the AEW Women's Champion herself has noted how you can't trust anything with that company when talking about WWE's interest in her recently, and her signing of a contract extension does seem to suggest she wouldn't be in too much of a rush to kiss goodbye to her partner and top spot in All Elite Wrestling's women's division just yet. But if Britt Baker continues to stand head and shoulders above the rest, and the division isn't given the attention it desperately needs in the coming months or years, the doctor could be facing off against the man before we know it. Number 6, Hikaru Shida, likelihood 71%. Another casualty of AEW's roster being pumped full of new exciting names by the month comes in the form of another former title holder for the promotion, that being former AEW Women's Champion Hikaru Shida. Noting recently how she is struggling to survive in the current AEW, the former champ has gone on record to admit that being a Japanese wrestler within the company isn't as much of an advantage as it used to be, confessing that it has become a handicap in terms of language barrier, obtaining a work visa, and the corona disaster. Sure, WWE themselves don't have the best track record when it comes to presenting Japanese stars with the respect and credibility they deserve, but the likes of Asuka, Kairi Sane, and Io Shirai have all still found a place on the roster in recent times, and Shida would definitely bring with her a ton of experience and a boatload of compelling matchups should Vince McMahon decide to offer the star a way out of a currently highly competitive AEW landscape. Number 5, MJF, likelihood 57%. It's surely just a work, right? That exact same take had been sent the way of Cody Rhodes' free agency status up until only a few days ago. So who's to say that MJF's recent flattering glances towards Vince McMahon's wrestling juggernaut are merely for storyline purposes too? Now, admittedly, Tony Khan allowing the salt of the earth to slip through his fingers come the end of his current deal would be be up there with the most head-scratching development in all of wrestling. What with MJF easily sitting as one of the most important and promising talents of his generation at this time. But as the star himself has noted, AEW runs deep in me, I don't want to leave. But I am a businessman at the end of the day, and I can't help myself if somebody's got an offer for me. I'm going to listen to it. With Cody Rhodes being the star who pretty much handpicked MJF as the future of AEW, you wouldn't put it past Maxwell to follow in his one-time bud's footsteps out the door, should he feel he's not being given what he deserves come the end of his AEW contract in 2024. Number 4, Chris Jericho, likelihood 100%. Sitting as perhaps the only all but certainty when it comes to the All Elite names occupying this list that look destined for a WWE emergence in the future, Chris Jericho had already teased a return to his former employers before Cody Rhodes' AEW departure was even made known. Taking to Twitter to simultaneously pay tribute to his work with Kevin Owens many moons ago, and tease a WWE comeback before long, the champion would tweet to his one-time pal recently on the back of a post highlighting their festival of friendship drama. As he put it, "I haven't forgotten Owens, you never know when you'll see me again." But with Dave Meltzer noting on a recent episode of Wrestling Observer Radio that AEW actually picked up a 2-year extension on Jericho before the pandemic changed the world, meaning the former AEW world champion is reportedly under contract until 2024, we may have to wait a little bit longer than expected to see Jericho break the walls down once again. Number 3, Jake Hager, likelihood 40%. And with that Chris Jericho departure at some point down the line, you have to imagine the chances of a few of his current inner circle brethren following suit go up dramatically too, right? Now, it's not hard to see why many would likely throw Sammy Guevara into the mix, as a name WWE would likely be falling over themselves to commit to a long-term deal should the current TNT champion become available in the coming years. But with the Spanish God acting as one of AEW's apparent four pillars, don't expect TK to give him up so easily. Jake Hager and Santana and Ortiz, however, all seem like stars who would happily follow Le Champion back to Vince McMahon's global powerhouse. The only thing that could stand in the way of a talent like the former Jack Swagger committing to a WWE deal anytime soon, though, is the MMA star's career inside of the Bellator cage, as Vinnie Mac would likely struggle to see the benefit in allowing one of his talents to get beat up in a real fight in their spare time. Number 2, The Acclaimed, likelihood 45%. When Cody Rhodes decided to take a sledgehammer to a literal throne, and even more recently slammed WWE's penchant for renaming their superstars, it felt like a trip back into said sports entertainment monster was about as far away from a reality as humanly possible. But here we are. Which brings me to the prospect of two of the most vibrant talents on AEW's current roster jumping ship in the coming years, with the Acclaimed's Anthony Bowens and Max Caster's AEW deals reportedly coming to an end in 2025. Should the loudmouth close to the bone duo reach the end of that deal without agreeing on new terms with Tony Khan, the fact Caster in particular has never been one to shy away from a few digs at WWE's expense likely won't stop Vince and his pals from seeing the value in the marketable and unquestionably fresh pair. As a lot will no doubt change between now and then, though, it's likely wise to simply file this one under interesting possibility than out-and-out guarantee at this point. Number 1, Christian Cage, likelihood 55%. Getting the ball rolling with a run of matches that frankly had no right to be anywhere near as brilliant as they were from a star who'd been on the sidelines for nearly 7 years, AEW Revolution 2021's huge signing Christian Cage seemed destined to become one of Tony Khan's new top players. However, following on from that Kenny Omega besting for the Impact World Championship and subsequent title match against the Cleaner over the AEW World Championship, Captain Charisma's stock appears to have fallen a touch within the promotion. Cage has recently found himself in the position of cheerleader for Jurassic Express. And while this is still a respectable enough position to occupy at this current moment, before an inevitable turn and clash with Jungle Boy, and Cage has admitted to being in AEW for the long haul, the prospect of one last run alongside old pal Edge, and maybe even a Hall of Fame spot could be enough to convince Cage to dip his toe back in WWE's waters one last time soon enough. WWE were reportedly let down that he didn't agree to stay on at the start of 2021, so you can bet they'd be all in on trying to get the former World Heavyweight Champion back on board if and when it became possible.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.